told Russ and Mark, no bouncing on the bed. And I said, if I see anybody bouncing, what'll I do? And Russ said, send that person out of the room. Marty said, I don't want to go to school. And Ross said, you go to school to work. And when you get older, you work more and more. And when you get older and older, you get work more and more.
And you keep working.
And you keep working, yeah.
And then you get rich.
And the older you get, the more you work. We're not sure if he said that. But you keep working and you get rich. He was coming down to the car. And he said, Daddy, I know how to open my door now. Which is one of the first uses of now. And then he said, I'm not going to drive. I'm not going to kill myself. As if driving was equated with killing yourself. I talk about if they drive, they might get hurt and kill themselves or something. And then what did you say, Marky? He said, I'm going to push the button down or something. Okay. Can you? Do you know how to drive? Mark and Ross are pretending some one of their He-Man figures is chopping, and Ross said, "Marky, he doesn't do it that way. And besides, he doesn't something. And besides, he doesn't act that way. In other words, he doesn't use his axe to chop that way." Yeah. Okay, Ross. Tell Mommy the whole background to this, about how there's a friend of yours who said he thinks there's Firebird and all those, okay?
No, Firebird.
And Flyerbird, okay? Who's this friend, Ross? Hold
Barry.
On. Just, Barry. Barry. Is Barry in your grade?
No, he's in the fourth.
Okay, so you sit here and tell me the whole story. You want to do it while you're around? Okay. Okay, now what do you think Barry figured, what happens with Barry? What did you figure out?
Well, he's a fireman. He told some of my friends that the firemen and Firebird. Then they told me and I found out that they thought that.
And I said, maybe it's true. Maybe there was a commercial. And then what did you say? Maybe. Maybe what?
Maybe that they're showing the third one with Barry.
The third one. What is the third one, Russ?
The third set of He-Man.
The third set. What are the first two sets of He-Man? What are the other sets of He-Man?
There's He-Man and this Tila Merman.
Which set is this, Russ?
And this is the first set.
Okay. Go ahead.
There's He-Man and Tila and Merman and Zodak and Skeletor and the Beast Man. And there is Stratos, and there is the man at arms, and there is Bowser, and...
Here, talk so you take the photo.
And there is the Battle Ram, and Wind Raider, and Bowcat.
Yeah, you always say Battle Cat. Okay, and what's the other? What's the second bunch?
There's many faces, Zor, and there is the Attack Track, and there's Triclops, who's too trained to be a good guy, but it's a bad guy, and Trackjaw, that is just a bad guy, and Faker is in between them.
What does it mean, in between?
Like, in between your body.
How do you know it's in between?
That's in the middle.
How do you know it's in between?
Oh, well, how should I know?
What makes you... Why isn't
I'm
he in the first
a
bunch?
Kid.
Why isn't he in the first bunch?
What?
Why isn't he in the first bunch? Why isn't Faker in the first bunch? Yeah, why isn't Faker in the first bunch?
Well, because he's the last one. Oh, he's the last one to be in the first bunch.
He came out... When did he come out?
When you told us. When you just saw...
How do you know he wasn't really in the first bunch? How do you know that he wasn't part of the first bunch?
I didn't know that. At first I thought he was in the middle. Now I know that he's the last first.
He's the last one of the first bunch.
Yeah.
Okay. But where do you see him? Where do they, and when they make ads, where do they put Faker?
They don't add him anymore.
They don't add him anymore. Okay. And what is the third bunch?
They did.
What is the third bunch, Ross?
The third, I think, is Fire Monster and Flyerbird.
But don't you think that Zor might be Flyerbird?
No.
What does Zor do?
Besides, he's only a robot bird. This bird would be different.
Uh-huh. What would he do?
He could be a stunt bird.
Uh-huh.
That flies and does stunts.
Uh-huh. Okay, tell me a story about all the people in the first bunch.
Oh.
What are they? Supposing I didn't know about them. Oh, you don't want me to tell you? You don't want me to tell?
No. Okay.
Okay, but you know something, Ross, that you didn't figure out?
What?
You know how you know what's in the first bunch?
Yeah.
Because you know all those pictures they used to have on the backs?
Yeah.
Did Faker ever get in those?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure he never even did.
Is Faker in the second bunch?
No.
So they never put Faker in any of the bunches?
No.
Yeah, they did.
When?
You made a mistake, Ross.
When?
At the end of the first bunch, they started to sneak Faker in those pictures.
Okay. Where?
Yeah, they did.
Bring me in. I'll bring all of the books down.
No, you won't show them in the books. It was on the backs of the toys. And we didn't save that.
Why don't we get some new ones?
How would that prove
it? Why don't we look at them and look at the backs of them?
Where are we going to find that?
Well, where they sneak them in.
You at the toy store?
Yeah.
I know how you can tell. The toys have numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Issue numbers.
Issue numbers, that's how. Oh, I know he came out at that point.
On the back of one of the toys, when they display all of them, they come with their numbers.
Yeah.
You can compare their numbers.
But the interesting thing is that Ross realizes that there are two waves of these things that have come, which I just barely realized myself. And he even hypothesized that there was a third wave and that these unknown toys that this boy Barry was talking about must be part of a third wave of these toys. I'm sure there will be a third wave. Okay. A third promotion. Okay, good. Ross asked us, what kind of tree doesn't have those things you grow with? And Mary said, you mean roots? And he said, yeah, roots. And Mary said, an orchid. And Ross said, no, a raisin tree. You know why? Because it has, why, Ross?
Because it's roots is raisin.
Ross, if the tree was dirt, if the shirt was dirty, he said, no, I didn't wear it today, and I didn't paint on it. Right, Dad? In other words, he gave me the two reasons that it might have been dirty and showed me that neither one was true. Marky was fussing about his diapers, and Ross said, and I said to Ross, isn't he a terrible little brother? And he said, no, he's not as bad as you think he is. And I said, why isn't he as bad as I think he is? He said, because he's just little and he doesn't understand. And I said, but he does understand some things. And Marky came in and said, I do understand. Do you understand, Mark? And then Ross says, no, he doesn't.
What?
Wait, Ross, we're recording this, honey.
Yes.
Oh, he does understand. What does he understand? What does he not understand?
Nothing.
No, earlier you said he doesn't understand infinity and some other things.
I said, does he know that infinity and four makes infinity and eight?
No, it makes two infinities and eight.
Oh.
And that is an unreal number. That's a fantasy number. Did you know that infinity is a fantasy number? Because you could never really get there in reality. In reality, you can't get to infinity.
I know, because you're a person, and when you get to infinity, you're dead.
Right, because you'd have to live forever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's fantasy. Infinity is fantasy.
Good night.
Good night, Mom.
Good night.
Rose, this is one of Ross's first double complimentation. He said, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to eat lunch. He said, I'm all full after breakfast. On the way home from school today, May 6th, I asked Ross, what was the hardest part of your day? He said, Dad, I had a real bad day yesterday. And I said, okay, what was the hardest part of your day? And he said, I'll tell you. It was the part when I had to, you know, he said, went on and said something about cutting some paper with some scissors. Anyway, the interesting thing is this, I'll tell you. Also, he was, I can't remember the exact wording of this, but a couple days ago, he was telling me a story. He said, do you remember, he wanted to convince me that such something was true, and he said, do you remember, let's say, do you remember the paper towels? And then he went on and said, did you see that they had been pulled down? And then he made a third point. So he made two points. The first one was, do you remember the paper towels? And he got me to think about it. And then the second thing he did was to, did you know that they had been pulled down? In other words, had you seen it? And then the third thing was, well, therefore, Marky did it or something. I'm not sure exactly what the example was, but that was the basic idea, is that this, and this. 3 points. I told Ross that to clean up his mess, and he said, no mess. In other words, it's not a mess. And this was one of his, the first case I can remember of a specific objection to the way I labeled something, not by its inaccuracy, but by the Speech Act force of it. Come on in, Mark. And Marky, and we're getting ready to go to the store, and Marky said, can we take our bats? And I said, sure.
After you come back, then you'll go to the movie.
Oh, let's take the other car. Other car, because we might need to carry big things. We're talking about Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Ross said, is it Ark or Art? And I said, it's Ark. And what does that mean? I said, it's a boat. And he said, why is it lost, and why do people have to find it? It's a good question, right, Ross? Okay, now, ready to come on? No, but you can take your belt. Ross is telling me about his jobs, and he says, you don't get paid. The only thing you have to do is do them. And I said, do you do good jobs? And he said, yeah, like when I'm the calendar person, I do that. And when I'm the table setter, I do good. I wash them good and everything. What else, Ross? And book helper, I'm good. I asked John, what's the best job to have? He said, the funnest job, the most fun job, is feeding the fish, because you know why? It doesn't take very long. But is there anything interesting about it, Ross?
No,
it's just that I like it. Yeah? Ross said, Daddy, did you take down those stickers? And I said, yeah, Ross, I did. They were messing up the car, and he said, oh, Daddy, next time we get stickers, we'll put them on again. I told Ross, I sure hope Todd and his family don't get here too late and miss it. And I said, if we do, we'll have to tell them about the exciting part that they missed. And then Ross was describing what happened to the Raiders of the Lost Ark. And I said that one of the guys disappeared just like the Wicked Witch and the Wizard of Oz. And he said, Ross said, it's just even worse. It was even worse what happened to him.
Daddy, I know who was doing all that stuff just to make the bad guys die.
Who?
Indiana Jones
was making them. Oh,
really? Yeah.
How about Marion?
Because
Marion didn't do it?
Was talking to Brian Ayers, because Brian Ayers said, I can't remember. Brian Ayers wanted to know what violence meant. And he said, I don't remember what violence means. Would you tell me what violence means? And Ross said, something really horrible, something really rough, something with people killing each other.
And Ross, right, we were describing that, and Ross just said, like, you think the 18 is that way. also Ross was asking me, I was telling him, what was it about numbers? We were talking about numbers. And I said something about it. Oh yeah, why does 8 o'clock come after 7 o'clock? And I said, that's just the way it is. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You count that way. And he said, why can't we go like this? 8, 5, 6, 7. And I said, 8, 5, 6, 7, 2, 1. And I said, well, people would get very confused if you went that way. It just wouldn't work out well. And I had to explain to him how numbers were made up by people and they gave names to them. And Ross was really unhappy that he couldn't make up a number. Because I said, you could make it up too if you want. And he said, no, I can't. It's too late. People have made them all up, was the idea. And he just said, no, I can't. It's too late. I asked Ross if they still had lice at preschool. I said, do they have lice still at preschool? And he said, no, they don't. I said, do they still check you for lice at preschool? No. He said, they never check me nowadays. I think maybe they're over it. Right. Ross was pretending he's a servant. He said, at your service, my king. At your servants?
Yeah.
At your servants, my king, instead of at your service, right?
Yeah.
Which one's at your service or at your servants?
Servants.
At your servants,
you
my
mean,
king.
You know,
the
why?
Real word is service,
no,
Ross.
I said servant, you know why?
Why?
No, I said it means at for from your service, my king.
From your service, my king. Right. It's cute, Ross. What is a servant? What does a servant do?
Kind of like a slave.
Kind of like a what? A slave?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, but a nice one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the king's not mean to him, right?
Wait.
And what else? Ross is sleeping down. Mark and I are sleeping on the top of the bed, and Ross says, I'll sleep down here like a slave.
We are kings.
We're the kings up here, and you're our little servant. You can't have any blanket servant. Okay, you can have a little blanket servant. If you're good. There, okay?
We're
the kings, yeah.
But I'm one that has glasses.
Uh-huh.
And I picked a little blanket out of here.
Uh-huh. It's up in the boys' room with some of their clothes hangers had fallen off the closet. And I said, what happened here? And Marky said, maybe it fell. And Ross said, maybe it fell, maybe. Fell, without the ED. Ross said, right. Maybe it fell, maybe. And then he said, but I was up here, and I didn't see it. Maybe a ghost knocked it off. Ross is happy about how Marky's doing on the bike. He says, Marky's riding the two-wheeler with training wheels. He says, he's doing great, Daddy. Watch him. Good, Mark, good. You really are doing well, isn't he? I told Ross, I want to tell the tape recorder. Hold on, return. I told Ross that when he was a little boy, we're talking about how Marky can do so well on the two-wheeler. And I said, when he was a little boy, when he was 3 years old, there were some things he can do that are better than what Marky can do now. Like he could tell long stories about Star Wars. And Ross said, that's because I thought that Star Wars... What did you say? Star Wars was the master movie, right? And what did you say about the toys? When do you think they're going to stop?
When the people are all dead.
Okay, how about when Return of the Jedi is finished?
Yeah.
Okay, and then they'll take down all their Empire Strikes Back stuff, the Star Wars stuff, and they'll take that down.
When they show the movie again, then they'll put the extras out.
I see. Mm-hmm.
But then we won't have any more toys.
We'll have more. We'll have as many toys as you want, Mar.
Yeah.
You can have as many toys as you want. Isn't that true, Russ? He's in bed telling us about his Care Bear. And he said, Mom, did you know that this is one of the baby Care Bears? It's just that they didn't add him. And I said, Russ, you mean advertise? And he said, it's just that they didn't advertise him. And I...
But you know what? The baby, he says that the mommy Care Bear.
Yeah. And what? And then he said his name was Skyscraper. Yeah.
Didn't have babies.
The girls didn't have babies?
Why didn't they have babies, Ralph? They didn't grow them.
Okay.
The babies didn't come out.
Why? Did they stay inside?
Yeah, because they...